This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin. We are live on Facebook and at our website, therealside.com. There's a chat room on the website, or you can hang out on the Facebook feed and comment on what we're saying on the air. I am joined this hour by Steve McDonald, editor of GraniteGrok.com, and we're going to talk about my favorite topic for the past few weeks, the elections coming up. Steve, welcome to the show, and thank you for joining me.
Hey, Kimberly. Thanks for having me on.
So, elections, our favorite, I'm joking, time of year.
Yeah, we love elections. Love them.
Yeah. It's just crazy. What do you?
You know what I like best about elections, Kimberly? When we're not having one. That's what I like.
Yeah. And I'm with you on that. It's like you get a little bit of a breather and then, oh, there's elections again. Great. Great. So what are you sensing, at least, or what are you seeing about the upcoming elections? Or what's, you know, like what's the buzz that you're seeing and hearing?
I think everybody is get out to vote is really the biggest thing, especially on the right. I think everybody knows that the Democrats are motivated to vote because of their they despise the president, and so anybody who's a Republican is by technically they're Trump by extension. So we should oppose them at all costs. You know, you've got Hillary Clinton saying that, it's not going to be civil if we don't vote for Democrats. And you've got Nancy Pelosi saying things like, you know, there's collateral damage. Oh, well, you know, so those kinds of things are not new, and they're pretty typical for the left. You don't usually hear them from people that high up in a hierarchy. But so that's right. Motivating the right. The Kavanaugh nomination obviously motivated the right a great deal. So there's this big question about get out to vote. Is there going to be enough movement on the right to get out to the polls on election day? Because it's a midterm. Republicans traditionally are a little lazy about that sort of thing. They like the couch a lot better. So the idea is you got to get people off the couch. Everybody's talking about it. The campaigns internally are talking about it. The communications people are talking about it. The campaign managers are talking about it. The candidates are talking about it. Everybody is saying get out to vote. So the question is anybody listening?
Right.
I can't answer that question, but
yeah, we won't know until
I'm hoping they're listening. I really am.
Well, and you know, and that's the thing. I've talked about this before. I did exit polling during the Republican primaries in 2016, and there was a lot of people who were new voters, never voted before, wanted to come out and vote for Trump. Do you think those same people that were hyped up to vote for Trump during the primaries in 2016 and, of course, obviously the general, are going to do it again this election in the midterms?
Well, I'd like to think they are. I think the president can probably motivate them, especially, you know, the Trump voters. That's what we're talking about.
Yep.
And if the president expresses it clearly enough, and I think he's been doing a pretty decent job to say, you know, this is important. This is about the economic recovery. This is about your tax cuts. This is about America leading from in front instead of from behind. Mm-hmm. This is about border control, national security. These are all things that are very, very important to these people. They're important to Republicans. They're important to the Trump voters. And if they're articulated well in the next 2 weeks, those people will probably turn out. And much like 2016, they're probably still not getting polled. So we can't really get a litmus on that because, again, you know, nobody knew who these people were. They all registered to vote for Trump. They came out and voted in primaries for Trump. They came out and voted in the general election for Trump. But nobody was polling them because they weren't on anybody's radar. They weren't, you know, they weren't even one of fours. They were zero of fours. They hadn't voted in the last four elections. And they're now registered voters, but they're still not people who are being polled. So I don't really know how it's going to turn out. I'm kind of hoping that that feeling that I have that I had in 2016 that turned out to be wrong will turn out to be wrong again.
Yeah, this is true. That I think that's you're right. Again, it's a huge unknown whether or not those same people will come out to vote and whether or not, as you mentioned earlier, Republicans get out and vote. I mean, are they motivated? Did the Kavanaugh hearings anger them enough so that they will want to get out and vote? Or is that going to be a distant memory come November 6th and they're like, yeah, yeah, whatever.
Well, it has been, it will have been a month. That's a really long time, you know, in the modern era. So, you know, if it was on the internet last week and it's not on the internet today, it's like, oh, did that even happen? So, you know, we'll do have to deal with that. And luckily, most Republican voters are older. They have longer memories. You know, they can sit down and read a printed book, things like that. And, you know, they'll read a web post that is longer than a paragraph or two. You know, they don't get thrown off by any of that. So there is a possibility that those folks will come out. You know, the younger voters, I know, and some of these local campaigns, we got a lot of college kids who are working on campaigns, a lot of energy, working really, really hard. You know, how does that translate given that the majority of student voters tend to vote Democrat? I don't know. But again, that's not a new problem. And we've had a great deal of success since Obama was elected in 2008, getting Republicans elected at every level of government. And that obviously led up to Mr. Trump. And so the question is, and it would be unusual and historically surprising, because it doesn't happen very often, for the Republicans to retain Congress and to even maybe gain seats. That would be, I think that needs to happen. I think the Democrats need to see that happen.
Right. No, that's a good point. Don't go away, everyone. We are going to be right back in a minute, and we'll continue the conversation about elections and what we think is going to happen and what needs to happen. We'll be right back after this with Steve McDonald of GraniteRock.com.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the
abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Reveal is not available in stores. There is a 30-day money-back guarantee, so you don't have anything to lose to return to that full head of hair you once had. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com. There's a preferred customer discount up to 25% off as well for Reveal at GCNLife.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
With Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and more. Check it out at therealside.com, where we also have Android and Apple apps so you can get the show on the go. I am joined by editor of GraniteRock.com, Steve McDonald, and we are talking about the upcoming looming elections. Welcome to the show, Steve, and thanks for joining me.
Hey, Kimberly. Thanks for having me on. It's a great conversation, and it's a great opportunity to talk to all these great listeners.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, it's funny, you know, even though I know tons of local people, obviously, involved in politics in New Hampshire, but anything that's going on in New Hampshire applies everywhere.
Absolutely.
We really are kind of a bellwether state, even though we're this little tiny state, because we have tons of independents and you know, we have Democrats and Republicans, and our Democrats are just as crazy and loony as the ones on the East Coast or the West Coast in those big cities.
It's important for people to understand, you know, that people say all politics is local. Well, when you get down into local politics, if you spend any time, and it's true all the way up and down the scale, because it's people, mm-hmm. it's human beings and power, and it's the same. If you go down to your local level and you just take a look at what goes on in your local government, whether it's a town government or a county government, you're going to see the same stuff. You're going to find people are embezzling money. You're going to see people trying to cheat the system or bypass laws. Spend an
right.
hour with somebody who is engaged with municipal government as a watchdog of some sort, and they will blow your mind.
Yeah, oh, yeah, the corruption, all everything, you know, trying to shove bills through that it really, really bad legislation. I mean, they do it on a daily basis practically in California, which is where the real side is produced from. They pass some crazy stuff. And I think only people here are probably only a small percentage of it. And they don't realize until, oh, wait, that's a new law. You know, that's how they usually end up finding out that there's a new law that's going to take away their rights or increase their taxes or infringe upon freedom somehow.
Does California pass any laws that don't do that?
I don't think so. I honestly don't think so. So what do you think about, you know, Kavanaugh, you're right, it's a month ago, but there's something new that's in current events with this whole invasion. I mean, caravan of illegals coming here. And I'm not going to call them migrants because they're not. Well, maybe I guess they're trying to do it legal when they get here. What do you think about that? And how do you think that will affect the election?
Well, for Republicans, immigration is a huge issue. Border security is a huge issue. Illegal immigration is a huge issue. It pulls very, very, very well on the right. I think Conservative Review recently posted a Harvard-Harris poll that showed that voters believe immigration is the most important issue this election. And among Republicans, nothing comes close. So I think Numbers USA has another poll out that says in a certain number of states, it's just literally the most important issue. I can tell you, writing at graniterock.com, if I write a post that's about illegal immigration, border security, it has something to do with some incursion of some sort involving people trying to break into the country, and it gets a lot of traffic. This is a major issue for people. Now, I don't know who thinks it's a great idea for a couple of thousand folks from South and Central America to march with their flags, singing their national anthems, coming towards our border, promising that they're going to get in no matter what. I don't know who thinks that's a good idea, because I just don't think it is.
Right.
Not for Democrats, anyway. It's a great idea. It's great for us. I mean, I think it's polarizing. I think it'll unify people, and I think it'll get them to go out and vote.
Well, and that's what I was thinking, because they aren't going to get here before the election. We know that. So there's not going to be any appearance or anything that's going to happen at the actual border until after the election. But in the meantime, Republicans are able to say, oh, no, not happening. Not on my watch. This is literally, it's an invasion in our country. I mean, this is like some punks wanting to invade your home because they want your stuff. This is no different. Only these guys don't have weapons that we know of.
Well, I think it gives us an opportunity to talk about it. I mean, we've got people on the left saying it's a human interest, human rights, human compassion type situation. I'm like, well, you know, what Republicans could say was, well, what about homeless vets? Why are we ignoring them while we talk about letting in thousands and thousands of people who don't even live here? You know, you've got it's just perception versus reality. What right do they have to come here and take resources from people who we're already ignoring deliberately or otherwise? We should be focusing, you know, not on this train of Hondurans or whoever they are that's coming here. But, you know, what about these people? people who need help? What about these guys who need some training? Why are we wasting money on people who can't even speak English when we could be, you know, if we were going to spend money on something, spend it on something valuable and worthwhile to us for people who've done something for our country, you know? Trump's right. Come out and made some good moves. He's told Honduras and Mexico, look, you know, you guys got to stop this or we're going to take away your federal aid. Mexico gets something like $300 million or more a year in aid. Honduras gets, I don't know, probably more than that. I think it's $400 million. So Honduras is already on the hook because I think they're already gone from Honduras. So, you know, right. They're not going to do something about bringing those immigrants, those people, whoever they are, whether they're coming to try and seek asylum or whether they have a legitimate claim or not. This is just too much. And this discussion we're having, this Trump saying we're going to take your aid away, this, you know, you have to have these narratives and you have to have these conversations and you have to get people to say, look, we got stuff to do. Our economy's doing really well now. We're really happy about that. Let's take advantage of that and fix some of the things we have going on, like homeless vets, just as an example. And let's deal with that first. And then if you want to have a conversation about how successful we are and how we can use that to help others, well, let's sit down and talk about who we want to invite in and what they can do to help us. And until we're ready to do that, we really need to just draw a line and say, we got to wait. We're sorry. You know, we have things we got to take care of. And once we've taken care of those, we'll have that conversation.
Right. And that's what I see is the same as what you're saying. We have veterans who are homeless. Look at all the thousands upon thousands of people who are homeless just in California. We see them on the streets. It's awful. All across the country, we have these issues. We have the opioid issues. We have public school, public education issues where they're illegals are taking away resources from American and legal immigrant children. And making that whole education experience for them worse. What are they really thinking that this is an actual good thing? But, you know, let's put that thought aside. We'll be right back after the break. We'll continue this discussion and more about the upcoming elections with Steve McDonald, editor of GraniteGrok.com. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky.
In just 15 days, the people of Texas are going to re-elect
a man who has become a really good friend of mine. You know, we had our little difficulties, right? But actually, if you remember, the beginning, it was a love fest.
President Trump fires up the huge crowd at a Make America Great Again rally in Houston for Texas Senator Conservative Ted Cruz.
This is Texas. This is the diversity of our city and state that we want jobs, we want freedom, we want opportunity.
Cruz says Republicans delivering on promises.
Elections are about choices. If you want a big government gun-grabbing liberal, well, the Democrats are giving you.
You'll recall President Trump during the 2016 campaign used to call Cruz Lion Ted.
He's not Lion Ted anymore. He's beautiful Ted.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-586-7112, 800-586-7112, 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and more. Check it out at TheRealSide.com. I am joined by Steve McDonald, editor of GraniteGrok.com, and we are discussing elections and current events that may or may not affect the elections. Steve, thank you for joining me.
Thanks, Kimberly.
I know you're getting sick of me saying that, but Joe always does, so I just kind of do it as a habit.
Hey, it's fine. It's fine.
So
I've done radio. I understand.
I know, you know. So, you know, we're talking about the, quote, invasion at the border, all these South American and Central American migrants coming here expecting to just kind of be let into the country, thousands of them, not just a small number, thousands of them. And meanwhile, we have all this stuff, you know, wrong in our country. Americans who are homeless, who are hungry, who can't find jobs, even though we have a ton of jobs, et cetera. We could go, the list can go on and on and on, right? How do Democrats think they are going to win an election by saying these people should all be able to just cross the border and come here?
That's a
How
great
does
question
that work?
Because as we talked about in the last segment, it's a pretty polarizing issue. It's really good at getting out to vote on the right. You know, we talked about a few of the things you just mentioned, a few more that definitely concern people on the right that the left appears to be ignoring. And one story that we just covered at GraniteGrok.com this week is that Guatemalans arrested 100 ISIS terrorists who were in their country. Why? It's a good question. The reason they were there probably is because that's how they get into the United States. They sneak in with caravans. They definitely come here. We know that the, you know, the narco-terrorists, the cartels, the MS-13 gang members, all the people running the drug distribution networks in this country from Mexico, they all snuck in. Or they, you know, found a way in. They came in with crowds. They pretended to be unaccompanied minors. They did whatever they had to do. So we know they can get into the country. We have no doubt that that can happen. And we've seen the side effects of that. I mean, you can visit Daniel Horowitz at Conservative Review. He's got some great data that ties DACA and basically the open borders immigration policy to the rise in the opioid epidemic. I mean, they are tied together. So we're talking about a a policy, an open borders policy, a porous borders policy that's letting in terrorists, whether they are drug terrorists or, you know, Islamo-fascist terrorists, is neither here nor there. They are getting into the country. So now it's a national security issue. We're talking about disrupting domestic tranquility. And I don't think Democrats truly understand this point. I've been trying to make it a lot the last couple of weeks, is that in any successful country, you have a strong middle class, and this middle class has a few rules that they like to follow. And one of them is that they like to collect stuff, and they like their stuff to be protected, and they like peace. And they like quiet. And if you're going to come along and endorse policies where there isn't going to be a lot of peace and quiet, and then you're going to promise that there's not going to be any peace and quiet, as we mentioned last hour with the comments of Hillary Clinton and Nancy Pelosi, well, you've got a problem on your hands, because you're waking up those people that I was talking about that we needed to get off the couch to get them out to vote. And you're giving them a reason to not vote for you. You're giving them a reason to vote for your opponent.
Right. And this, and that's, it's like they didn't learn anything from why Trump was elected in the first place, because this was a big issue back then.
Well, again, it's like they woke up and everything was wrong with the world, and they have no idea why, and they still don't.
Right.
They don't understand it. They won't accept it.
Right. They just can't. They can't do it, which is fine with me, because just keep digging your hole if that's what ends up happening. I mean, I know you've been probably watching, at least locally, Democrats and left-wing organizations are spending a ton of money on elections all across the country. A ton of money. Probably way more than Republicans are.
Oh, yeah. Well, they always have more money, and they're dumping it all over the place. They're just spending it like crazy.
Yeah. I mean, they've always spent more, but I noticed after Trump was elected, then I noticed with special elections, they were spending like twice or three times as much as the Republican in any special election across the country where they wanted to win.
They were spending insane amounts of money on local elections in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
For
a state rep. Exactly. Yep. And for the record, so everyone knows, and you've probably heard me say this before, but we truly have a citizen legislature. They're paid $100 a year to be a state rep. So they're not, this isn't like Massachusetts where you get a cool salary and that's where that's your actual job. Most of these people are either retired or have a job that they can work different hours so they can be at the legislature. So it's not like they're, you know, it's a political career, so to speak, although some people make it that.
And there's 400 of them.
Yeah.
400 of them.
400 of them. And we fortunately know all the good ones.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much. Yeah.
But, well, so the whole immigration thing, I think, is a fail for Democrats. I don't know why they're doing it. And that's another reason for independents and Republicans to come out and vote for Republicans against Democrats, because God only knows what will happen if they gain power again. MS-13 also rose under the Obama administration because of the unaccompanied minor BS that they allowed. But the other one that I noticed as well that I'm kind of shocked that Democrats are pushing is, and they're pushing it more than they usually do. Usually they try to like not talk too much about as much about the topic, but they're hardcore pushing gun control across the country.
Well, you know, if you're tone deaf, go all in.
That's another one I don't get. So if anyone's been paying attention, and of course you and I have, and I know a lot of our listeners have, if you've been paying attention over the past, I don't know, 5 to 10 years, as soon as Bloomberg, billionaire Bloomberg, came out with his big mouth and his harpies pushing gun control, that's when, if you look at a map, that's when more states started passing constitutional carry and easing up on their gun control laws. It's like the louder they got pushing for gun control and to take your rights away, the more people paid attention and they said, oh, no, we need to change these laws and make them better for us, not worse, because criminals don't obey your damn laws.
That's true. So we should be really happy that they're running on raising taxes, because that means our taxes are going to go down when they lose.
That's another one. Why are you going to? Nobody likes to pay taxes, okay? We pay them,
Democrats. We have to.
Well, yeah, that's true. Yeah, especially, let's see, how many Democrats were in the House who didn't want to pay their taxes and got busted for it? Like Charlie Rangel. What was that guy's name? He was like, oh, God, he was under the Obama administration. He said TurboTax screwed him up. Geithner?
Maybe. I don't remember.
And there's some names that just leave my brain, thankfully, forever. But they don't like to pay taxes, and when they can pay extra taxes, like Lizzie Warren could in Massachusetts, she doesn't.
Nope.
So
nope. And like when Mr. Trump and the Republicans changed the SALT rules so that the rich pay more, they pay their quote unquote fair share. The first thing the Democrats and the Democrat governors and Democrat states do is sue them to overturn it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, so that's illegal immigration, open borders. We didn't even talk about abolishing ICE, but they want to do that too, a lot of them. Then you have gun control, which is, they really, I've never seen it them pushing this badly. You know, sometimes they talk about it or they'll, you know, be asked about it, but it's not like this huge platform where they're talking about, we need red flag laws, we need people to wait 48 hours to even purchase a firearm, we need to ban all semi-automatic rifles, we need, you know, there's a huge list of all the things that they keep talking about they want to push. And, you know, even Democrats are pro-Second Amendment, Democrat voters anyway, because
mm-hmm.
they're not the ones getting all the money from Bloomberg and Gabby Giffords group.
Well, I got to think that
and then taxes.
This is a strange, it is a strange group of things for them to be pushing all at once. And maybe it's some kind of ideological incestuousness where they're just so tied up in their little bubble that they can't hear anything outside of it. So these ideas just sound so good to them that they're like, we're going to run on these. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, it's really strange. I'm sure we can think of a few more that we find really strange as well. We'll be right back after this. Don't go away. We will continue talking about the looming election and Democrats and Republicans and what the heck is going on. Be right back with Steve McDonald.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining you through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Lumines Anti-Aging Skincare Line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes. Reducing under eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
To the Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and more. Check it out at therealside.com. We also have Android and Apple apps so you can get the show on the go. I'm going to just jump right back in with Steve McDonald, editor of GraniteRock.com. So, Steve, what do you tell me? What other things do you think Democrats are totally royally screwing up on when it comes to hot topics for actual American voters?
Let's see. How about the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Agreement that the Trump just said he is going to cancel, which is basically a nuclear arms treaty? He announced it the other day, and the left went nuts, snapped like twigs, as, of course, you expect them to do. You know, oh, nuclear war again, Trump's got his finger on the button, blah, 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 blah. But the problem is that the Russians have been ignoring this treaty for years.
Right.
It's like a 30-year-old treaty. Nobody's paying any attention to it over there. And while we are not developing intermediate-range weapons, the Chinese are. And yep. They're as much of a threat as Russia. So anybody who takes 5 minutes to pay attention to this and is interested in national security will say, why are you freaking out about this? They're not even following the treaty.
Right. And it can't be, that all these Democrats know so much that isn't true. I cannot believe that they are that stupid. I granted, some of them are, just like, you know, some Republicans are, just not nearly as many. But these, the higher ups, especially the ones who are involved on the, you know, National Security Committee, they have to know the truth. Yet they willfully lie to the American people about what's really going on.
I think that's a reflection of, I think they think we're stupid. That's what I think.
Yeah.
And I think if they keep lying to us, enough of us will go, okay, and just go vote for them. I really think I mean, you know, when we talk about local control issues, we talk about, you know, taking money and power to D.C. instead of bringing it back to the states. It's about not having faith in your state and local government and the people who elect those folks. It really is. Otherwise, you just let them handle it. They can't do that. They have no faith in you as a voter. They have no faith in you as a local state representative. They have no faith in you as a local bureaucrat because they want the money first. They want to set the rules and they want to set the conditions. And they treat voters that way no different than anybody else. So I really think that they know they're lying, especially the people at the top, and they're doing it deliberately. And they're doing it because they think we're all a bunch of morons and we're just going to go along with them.
Right. And, you know, I agree with that. I totally agree with that. So on the flip side, what do you think Republicans need to do to gin up their base and get the truth out there about what good is going on or what they'll do that's good for independents and their own base?
I think people vote out the vote. People vote based on emotion. It's pretty natural. I mean, obviously, we spend a lot of time inside the sausage factory, and we talk about facts, and we look for things like that. But most people are interested in what affects them personally. So the economy is great. We're having a good economy. That's a good thing. People, like I said earlier, don't want their lives disrupted by unpredictable circumstances. So, you know, I think you posted the picture. Pretty sure it was you. Jobs, not mobs. I think that's a beautiful message. It's simple.
Yep.
It makes a statement, jobs or mobs. At the same time, you know, you're talking about national security, same deal. Do you want to be able to go to work and know that you're going to be safe, or do you want to have to deal with some Lord knows what is going on? I think they just need to focus on that. They need to pay attention to, you know, the immigration issue is a security issue. You know, drugs and gangs come across the border with these caravans, no matter how warm-hearted you feel about these people or how much you think we need to take them in. It's too much of a risk. Human lives are going to be lost. You know, you just have to say, stop. No, we need to take a good look at this. You need to just simplify it. What will get a visceral reaction from your voters? Your job, your money, your safety.
And that's the thing. The opioid crisis, quote unquote, exponentially increased under the Obama administration. Heroin has been around for decades. It's nothing new. But it increased under the Obama administration to a point where it became a crisis, again, quote unquote. And now every state's dealing with it. Regular people are dealing with it. And Democrats, all they want to keep doing is throwing money at it, and they don't want to take the blame for it happening under the Obama administration because they don't seem to know why it's happening.
Well, you know, we've covered some of that ground. If you can make the case as simply as possible that the drugs are getting across the southern border, the gangs that are selling the drugs and moving the drugs are getting across the southern border, and those drugs are ending up in your neighborhoods and they're killing your friends and your family. Is that important enough for you to stop and say, look, it's a border problem? Because it's a border problem.
Right. Right. Absolutely. Right. And that is a lot of other problems as well. So, you know, people I don't think are thinking that this is just, you know, build a wall. There's a lot more that goes into it, and there's a lot more issues caused by it than just someone crossing the border illegally. And that's where Democrats sort of don't really make a good case because they're like, oh, the humanity. Yeah, what about the humanity of actual Americans?
What about human trafficking, sex trafficking? That's all coming across the border. Do you really care about women? I mean, again, that's your response. It's tactical, it's accurate, it's factual. It's
right.
But it creates a visceral feeling like, oh yeah. Yeah, I didn't really think about that.
Right.
We're gonna get more of that if I don't, you know, take the time to go vote.
Well, and that's the thing. If, you know, I mean, Trump's out there hammering the message, and I'm sure lots of candidates are hammering the message. But that's, you know, if Democrats do take over the Senate and the House, all the stuff that, the good stuff that Trump's been doing, that won't happen anymore. That's gone.
Nope.
People waited 8 years to get rid of that. Probably even more, honestly. Probably more like 10 or more years to flip things around. But I'm not sure how many people are realizing what will actually happen if the Senate and the House get taken over by Democrats.
I think you just need to listen to what they're saying, because they're telling you all the bad things they want to do.
Yeah, right? But that's the problem. It's like they're telling you all the bad things they want to do, but they make them sound like they're not so bad. They make them sound like, oh, no, we need to raise the minimum age. It's a good thing. We need to, you know, put single-payer health care in. It's a good thing. Everybody should have health care. It should be a right. I mean, those are the extreme, more extreme people, but they're all, a lot of them are all saying it now.
That's true.
And
you
that's
really
kind of scary.
You have to point to those places, like, you know, you talk about gun control, we talk about Chicago. You talk about minimum wage, you talk about Seattle. I mean, these are places where, you know, the states have been the laboratories and they've experimented with these things and they failed miserably.
Right.
And we don't want that for the whole country.
And it's so mind-boggling why Democrats do. All their policy ideas are absolute failures. We've seen them in practice in this country be failures, and they still push for them because it's not being reported on as much as it should be in the media. And they are telling the truth, of course.
Brings us full circle to new media, and that's why we need it, and that's why we need more of it. And, you know, graniterock.com, that's what we're doing. And I definitely want people to find the websites in their communities and their states or their counties that are doing this kind of stuff. We certainly encourage you to come visit graniterock.com because we link to people everywhere. So, you know.
Right. And it's not just local news issues. It's also national as well.
Yes, we do everything.
So it's, yep. Yeah, you do. Everything. So.
Everything.
Everything. So what is your message? I mean, what are you trying to get out there from your point of view, from your side of the aisle, so to speak, to encourage voters to vote?
I really like the mobs versus jobs argument. I think it's really a good thing, you know, jobs versus mobs. I think that just reminding people of all the issues we've talked about today, you know, you've got Democrats running out there and saying, I am going to repeal tax cuts. So then you just say, well, we've got this awesome recovery and all these jobs and everybody getting back in the labor force and Latino unemployment is at an all-time low and Black unemployment is at an all-time low and youth unemployment is at an all-time low. And in New Hampshire, we have record employment. Why are you taking those things away from me? People like, you know, Ann Custer, who's from New Hampshire, Nancy Pelosi, they didn't need a recovery. They're rich. They have money. We need that recovery. It's ours. Don't take it away from us.
Right. Right. And that's, they're all sort of saying that they're going to do the same thing, repeal what they can for the Second Amendment, repeal the tax cuts, put regulations back into place that were hurting businesses and not allowing businesses to grow. It's the exact opposite of what most people want.
I agree.
Steve, thank you so much for joining me tonight. I really, really appreciate it. It was great. You can find Steve at graniterock.com, Facebook and Twitter. We will be here on the other side. Joe will be back. And you can, in the meantime, go check out our website and check out the different stations and times. I'm sure Joe will have something right up his sleeve for you. And I will talk to you all soon.